All right, welcome back on a beautiful Sunday morning on Talking Baseball. My guest today should be on a golf course today because I know he plays a lot of golf and I know he's scouting a lot. 25 years in the game scouting. 25 years he's with the Mets and, of course, the Oakland A's. Let's then bring in my good buddy, Shooty Babbitt.
B-Dell. What's up, B-Dell?
How are you, Shooty? Good day. You're on a golf links today later on, or are you just kind of off day to day?
Actually, B-Dog, I just rolled in Sunday morning back to the Bay, finishing up my tenure down in spring training. What a difference a year makes. Last year, about March 13th, I was getting in my Dodge Charger, my rented Dodge Charger, and smashing down Highway 10 trying to get home because what we were going through with the COVID. But to see the fans down in spring training and things kind of leaning toward being normal again, man, great times ahead of us for sure.
It sure is. And I want to start off by congratulating you because you're doing something sensational in the Oakland community. It's called We Are Typed, TYPE.com. Please take a look at the website. We are, A-R-E, type, TYPE.com. And what does type mean? Transforming young people every day. What a sensational thing you're doing for the Oakland community. They are even putting a rising up to lifting others is one of the things you say. And what you're doing for the youth there, you're not just doing in a baseball way. You're doing in academics. You're also doing and transforming them into young men and young women. Tell us a little bit more about your nonprofit.
Well, B, you know, one of the great things about growing up in the Bay Area, like yourself, being a ball player, is the amount of time that we got a chance to spend away from the game, going to the schools, going to the hospitals, putting smiles on kids' face, having impact. When they saw somebody that they thought that was a star or whatever the case may be, we were major leaguers. After you finish playing, you still have that thirst to want to be able to have impact on young people. And through my travels, meeting people and other parents from coaching kids, my own kids, I ran into a person who had boys who went to school at Salesian High School and had the same love and affection that I had for kids. So through conversation, we got to talking about, you know, getting me out there a little more, having a more impact. And we started talking, and one day we were in the gym. A young man came up and just thanked me for the impact that I had on him while I was coaching him in junior high school. And it was just amazing that it happened in front of her. And she just said, hey, we got to do something about this. So make a longer story short, we tried to come up with a name, and we had transform or touching young people every day because of simple fact that when I run into somebody, it just seemed like it's great and just putting my hand on them. But we got to thinking, and you know, we're living in a different time today, so we had to come up with something else. And Case and Ching came up with transforming, and I thought that was just absolutely genius. And so with the support of guys who've been in the fantasy camp and ladies that I've met through the A's community, I've got tremendous support from them to be able to donate some money so we can go in and give workshops on things like etiquette and conduct and character and things that's going to carry them in life, just not on the baseball field. But being a part of a team lets you know that you're going to be a part of something for the rest of your life. And why not now start learning how to be a team player? So it's been great. COVID kind of slowed us down last year, but we're starting to pick up some steam, and we're looking forward to doing big things this year.
Shooty Babbitt's my guest today on Talking Baseball. The testimonials on your site just show you much a character and such a great person you are. And, of course, I've known that for over 25 years, and I'm just so glad you're putting it out there. And you have the verbiage. You have Shootyism now, and some of the things you teach, some of the things that are taught are all the proper ways. And I think that's the key here because you're teaching baseball, you're teaching life lessons from you, and that's the whole heart of Shooty Babbitt.
Dude, I appreciate the compliment. I'm old school, but learning how to be able to understand new school. And a lot of times, when even my own children, I mean, we all have our challenges in life with our children because once they leave our home, they go out into the world. And people out there have influence on them, on their peer pressure. There's so many things that have pressure on our kids. But I tell them what I learned from my parents, And it got me where I am today. It's kept me out of trouble. It's kept me trying to be a good person. So I'm going to teach you the same thing. And I've always said, if I'm trying to get somewhere, why not talk to somebody who's been where I'm trying to go? So that's I don't right. bump my head, but I think a knot upside a young person's head is good every now and then, because they always have it there and remember why it's up there, man. But I thank
yeah,
you for
the I've always said you're hearing the same verbiage, but you hear it from somebody else and it may stick. And that's what I think you're doing with a lot of your good instructors you have and just like yourself. But let's get into some Oakland A's talk right now. The Oakland A's spring training, 15-9. They're 8-1 out of their last nine. If they won five in a row as they're getting through to today, being the Bay Bridge Series against the Giants. And boy, at one time I was like, what's going on with Oakland when they didn't sign Marcus Semien? They let a couple pitchers go. And now, boy, they rebolted. And I tell you what, with Elvis Andrus, just a great, great accomplished player that they brought in at shortstop and some other players. Give me your thoughts of what you've seen in spring training so far.
So many people give you their opinion about spring training, how you can get fooled by wins, loss records, performance, because where a player might be in their career really depends on how they go about spring training, especially nowadays are a lot different. I mean, if you look at Kansas City, they're a team that normally has the best record in spring training, but when the season starts, things seem to be a little different. I think from being in baseball for 43 years, 27 as a scout, my third year as a scout with the A's, and always being inside but really looking inside from the outside, the one thing that I always respected about the organization is culture and continuity. You may not have a robust lineup full of stars and high-priced players, but you've got guys out there that give it to you on both sides of the ball. They grind out at bats. They're good teammates. They fulfill their role. And when the A's need a role to be filled, it seems like they've already been planning for that. There's no way that you can replace a Marcus Semien. I think those guys are once-in-a-lifetime players, especially in a city when you grow up as a local guy, do good. I just think those stories are not that often told. But I'm happy for him. The A's were very fortunate to be able to get a solid major league player to play shortstop with a guy that maybe have a chip on his shoulder to get traded away from the team that he's played for his whole career. I think you just have to tip your hat to the people above. You don't hear a whole lot. There's not a whole lot in the papers going on about rumors and all those type of things. And I think that's why the Oakland A's organization have been as successful as they have, because that's the way that they do business over there.
Well, Buster Posey, impact player, coming back this year, and you know how much Buster Posey is so much in the clubhouse, defensively, offensively. But there's a guy in the Oakland A's team that was out last year, and that's Matt Chapman, one of the fabulous third basemen I've ever seen play. You see him all the time, daily. What does he bring back to the Oakland A's this year?
Oh, man, arguably the best third baseman in baseball. Yep. Some will tell you Nolan Arenado is. We don't get an opportunity to watch him as much. But there are many clubs that Matt Chapman probably could play shortstop for. That's how athletic he is. And to go along with that, you know, his arm strength is probably not parallel to anybody's in the game right now from that position. He had hip issues last year. He wasn't himself. He wasn't able to turn on the baseball like he's capable of. He had a surgery probably during the best time since we were in a shortened season. He's healthy. He's moving around like the old Matt Chapman. He's even made statements about he feels as good as he's felt at any time in his major league career, and that's scary right now. I'm at a time when we need a little more leadership. You know, Matt has a tendency to wear his emotions on his sleeves a little bit, but what comes with staying in the big leagues longer, maturity comes with that, and I see that with him. So I see Matt having a big-time year. There's a lot of great things happening around the game with players getting paid, and he's watching that. And you know when that money's out there, B-Dog, you know, players have a tendency to raise that game a little bit. So I'm looking for big things from Matt Chapman.
Well, you got a star in that rotation that I've been watching all the way since he pitched in Las Vegas, and that's Jesus Luzardo. I just loved his energy. I just love his action and throwing 97, 98. Now, all of a sudden, he's got a turkey pitch. Tell me a little bit about that little curveball he's throwing.
Well, he's always been a fastball slider changeup guy. And when I first laid eyes on him, I was scouting for the New York Mets, and I ran into him in Midland, Texas. And, you know, the minor league players prior to their night of pitching, they're always in the stands charting. Mm-hmm. And I got an opportunity to sit close to him, look at him, talk to him, and he had that look, B. And, you know, there's just some guys that just have that look.
Sure.
And he reminded me so much of Johan Santana, just the way that he goes out, his disposition, his application, his stuff, has an understanding of pitching. And to do it at a very young age was even more impressive for me. So now, you know, I guess he gets a little bored over the offseason. He says he's always had this pitch, but he never used it. So he flips up there to 67 to 70 mile per hour curveball that just mesmerizes you, somewhat stuns you. And they asked him about it, and he said, well, it's nothing to it. It's basically just like, you know, when you're hungry and you can't really decide on what you want to eat, you know, you can always go to Subway and just get a plain turkey sandwich with some mustard and lettuce on it and call it a meal, and it works. That's what he said, just a plain turkey sub, bro.
So, oh, that's electric. That stuff you can't make up, Shooty. You can't make that stuff up.
No,
that's
can't.
Just so genuine, you know. Yeah, that's what's great about it. But listen, my friend, it's great catching up with you. It's always a pleasure. Of course, I talk to you all year long, but you take it easy. Be safe, and I'll definitely see you somewhere in the Bay Area. But make sure, people, go to WeAreType, TYPE.com, and definitely support Shooty Babbitt.
B-Dog, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad that we get to hear you every weekend now. It'd be pretty bad if the Giants fans were hell without hearing you every weekend, man. So do a good job like I know you will, and I look forward to listening to you, bro.
I appreciate it. That's Shooty Babbitt on Talking Baseball. We'll be right back on 104.5, 680, KNBR, the sports leader.